Carolyn Briggs is an Indigenous elder and founder of the Boon Wurrung Foundation. Over the long weekend, she was recognised on the prestigious Queen's Birthday Honours List with an Order of Australia for significant service to the Indigenous community. Saskia Mabin asked Carolyn how she felt when she heard about the prize.
Well, firstly, I had to understand what it really meant. I think you go through all these processes of mixed emotions, but it's about that. Wow. Now it's become a bigger than national, you know. I was honoured by the Indigenous people when I was the National Female Elder of the Year in 2013, and that was a height of my life. But this one I was trying to make sense of, gosh, you do these things because you do it because it's a normal process of working in communities and just learning and growing up in communities and understanding the values. Do you think that's a normal part of what being a part of a strong Indigenous, coming from a strong Indigenous family?
Definitely. Well, you've been a strong advocate for promoting and maintaining Boon Wurrung culture and heritage for over 40 years, so it's been quite a career for you. What do you think has been the most important part of your work?
And maintaining my family's knowledge, my mother sending me on this journey, and always maintaining that who I am and being proud of, and the values that even within the complexities of some of our communities out there, but it's about what you do, but it's also about what you learn, because you learn different ways of working and different ways of understanding and valuing the people you work with. Well, a lot of my work was voluntary, so it wasn't something, it wasn't about any assets or money. It was about you get out there and you roll your hands up and do things and help create visions that people talk about.
Well, I can't imagine that it would have been particularly easy for you to do the work that you do in promoting Indigenous culture, especially when you started a couple of decades ago. What were some of the challenges that you've come up against in doing the work that you do?
The challenges were the fights. The fights that I couldn't believe people could be treated so badly, because I went from a safe family, strong family, that was, you know, but we weren't a big family, but we were family. And my mother instilled a lot of knowledge and good values. And when you go into communities and you're suddenly faced with a lot of people with a lot of issues and attitudes, you can't make sense of it. You can't believe people could be so facing that reality that these people can despise your very existence. That's what I think my awakening was, the rudeness of that awakening.
You sound like an incredibly busy person. I've read that you are currently undertaking a PhD as well.
Yes, firstly, I have to understand my role as an elder and understand that it's inherited and it's also acknowledged. And in that inheritance, I had to understand there's a responsibility that as an elder you have to give back. And all of that is about giving it back and looking at different tools. Little young ones come up to me and said they'd like to put all my stories on in games. Even if I'm an old person can learn new things